Welcome to the Brian Kane Peak Performance Podcast. On each and every episode, Brian talks with coaches, athletes, and performers in all arenas who are putting into practice the principles of peak performance that will help you close the gap from where you are to where you want to be, to help you become a master of the mental game, and to help you start dominating the day.
This is Brian Kane, your peak performance coach, and thank you for subscribing to the Peak Performance Newsletter. You signed up, and now I want to give you the top 10 things that world champions know that you don't. You see, I've had the wonderful opportunity of working with world champions in mixed martial arts fighting, in the Olympics, in Major League Baseball, and in the National Football League. And you see, all those athletes, whether they're world champions at the professional level, whether they're winning state championships at the high school level, or NCAA national championships, they know things that most competitors don't. Let's run through those things. You see, the first thing they know is they know how to play the ace card. That ace card that they have up their sleeve, well, what does ace stand for? Ace stands for acting, changes, everything. You see, those athletes understand that they're not athletes. They're actors. And one of the biggest psychological skills that they have that I want to teach you is how you can force yourself to act different than how you feel. Because it's a lot easier to act yourself into feeling than it is to wait around and feel yourself into action. One of the key things that they know that you don't. You see, the other thing that they know is that losing is not an option. It's essential. In order for you to get to become a world champion, you're going to lose. Because you're playing against the best of the best. And when you get higher and higher in levels of competition, talent and physical skill means less and less because everyone's got it. It's about the 6 inches between your ears. It's about playing at your best when it means the most, which is every single day. So you've got to be able to release the mental bricks. You've got to be able to flush it. And you've got to understand that losing is not an option. It's inevitable. It's guaranteed that it's going to happen. It's all about how you respond. And do you respond with confidence? Because confidence is a choice. You see, you don't wake up one day and say, well, the sun and the moon and the stars and all that galactical stuff that I need to be confident has lined up. Let me be confident today. It doesn't work that way. You've got to make the choice every day that you jump out of bed to be confident. And remember your ABCs. Always behave confident, because confidence is a choice. In those days where you don't feel good, those days where you might not feel confident, go back to number one, play that ace card, and force yourself to act different than how you feel, and start to act yourself into confidence. Because some days you're going to go out there and perform, you might have some self-doubt. The Ultimate Fighting Championship world champions I've worked with, when they're in the locker room before a fight, they're nervous. They're scared. It's okay. You're going to be nervous. You're going to be scared. The problem is, most people, when they're nervous or scared, they act nervous or scared. You just got to force yourself to act different than how you feel. And when you're nervous or scared, get those butterflies to fly in formation, because you know the guy in the other locker room, the team on the other sideline, the team in the other dugout, they're just as nervous as you are. And if you work with me, I'll give you the skills to be able to handle those nerves and get those butterflies to fly in formation, just like world champions. You see, there's 10 deadly words that if you listen to, if you're trying to be excellent, if you're trying to get to the top of your field, if you listen to these 10 deadly words, you are going to sabotage your career. And those 10 deadly words are, what will other people say? What will other people think? It doesn't matter what other people say. It doesn't matter what other people think. And as you're pursuing excellence, guess what? People are going to try to pull you down. Just get used to it. And get used to looking yourself in the mirror and answering to yourself. Because every night when that head hits the pillow, that's the person who you're going to answer to. So other people are going to tell you can't do it. You're not big enough, fast enough, or strong enough. You just can't listen. Because champions know it doesn't matter what other people think. Because champions are made, they're not born. I mean, walk around any community, any state in the country, pick up the local newspaper, and see if you've ever seen the headline that says, champion born today. Future world champion born today in Kalamazoo, Michigan. It just doesn't happen. Because champions are not born, they're developed. They're made. And I'm going to give you the skills to develop the 6 inches between your ears, to control the 6 feet below, and give yourself the best chance for success. And we're going to do those things on a daily basis, because motivation is a daily decision. You see, motivation, you've got to surround yourself with things that motivate you. And I'll help give you some of those tools to be able to do that. Because your time is now. Herb Brooks said it best in the great movie Miracle. He said, your time is now. The time is now. The place is here. Your career is the sum of your todays. Stop counting down the days and start making those days count. Because you want to know what it means to win? Win means what's important now. Right now. Today. What are you going to do today? Because number 10, the 10th thing that world champions know that you don't is the opponent is you. Your toughest opponent in life will be to master yourself. And once you become a master of your mental game, you will give yourself the best chance to become a world champion. This is Brian Kane with a Peak Performance audio newsletter. And if you're looking for more mental game, follow me on Facebook, check out the videos on the right side of the webpage, head on over to our products page, look at some of the toughness training tools that we're offering. And if you're real serious, but only if you're real serious about taking your game to another level because you want to be a world champion, you want to give yourself the best chance for success, then check out our Inner Circle, where every week I deliver content that's going to help you play at your best. It's going to give you access, email access, phone access. Every month when we do that teleseminar, your questions will get answered to help you become a master of the mental game. Thanks for listening to the Brian Kane Peak Performance Podcast. Please make sure that you visit briankane.com, that's briankain.com, and sign up for my Monday message, where every Monday I deliver straight to your inbox videos, interviews, articles, tips, techniques, and strategies that you can use to master the mental game. You can also contact me through my website on our Contact Us page and see my calendar of where I'm going to be in the country and when I'm coming to your area, so that we can get together and that we can continue to go out there and dominate the day.
The Brian Kane Peak Performance Podcast is part of the Top Coach Network. This is a production of Corn Belt Sports.